The old woman in Cleveland, who was once my mother, now holds no such office. She has abandoned any and all claims upon her, content now to let others fend for themselves. Content is only a figurative reference. The face with the hint of a frown, the lingering look that would emit a criticism if allowed to speak, and the sarcastic smirk on the lips conveys plenty of discontent with almost everything within her gaze. I suppose 91 years of observing every foolishness imaginable would find most anything and everything a dalliance, deserving of a sigh's worth of scorn. Still possessing a sense of humor, she can give and take a moment's tease. But whatever worm it is eating its way through this ancient cortex, left within the rubble of moment and memory, is no possibility for sorting or identifying much at all now. You are merely another interference to be dealt with, and anything you just did or said, something that needs to be clarified. When another resident barks to shut up or otherwise challenge her space, she's not too shy to shake a fist and launch a threatening glare. They tell me she sings now and bounces and taps along to the music. I wish she had been so free when she was still my mother. But I am happy for her, that she finally gets to loosen the shackles and let down her hair. Maybe I just got a glimpse of who she was before I met her. It's been 5 years since I saw her in recent past. This may likely be the last. I just came for one more look, to share one more moment. I'm glad now her awareness has diminished. To sit in that place, even as nice as it is, would be a crime to a sound mind. Go then, when you're ready, when you and your maker find it suitable. Vaya con Dios, old girl. Vaya con Dios.